basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
All right, thank you, Dawson Halverson. As we are up on top at the Eagle's Nest, Mark Halverson, Carter Jaeger, our video producer, Sam Aberle. And, boy, we've got a lot of camera angles for you tonight, both ends of the court, up on top as well, up here soaring with the Eagles, Carter. And it's been all Memorial so far in this JV game, 4:41 to go, so kind of running long with the Abes up 44-23.
Yep.
Missed free throw, battled for, and the Abes get it. And now they'll set as they're on the attack left to right. So two for the price of one tonight here on WOGO. And the penetration from the Abes, pull up and a whistle from the penetration that time from number 20, Callista Dow, a freshman. And speaking of freshmen, you'll see a number of them on the varsity for Memorial. In fact, three. It is... While there's some seniors, a total of five on the varsity for Coach Brandon Fanning, a lot of youth, a lot of freshmen and sophomores, as the first free throw, no good. Again, still 4:26 to go in the second half of this one, so typically we target a 6:55 pregame with the games that start at 5:45, but this one run a little bit long here tonight, and... That one good. Got a doubleheader coming your way tomorrow. All starting at 4:10 from UW Stout. The Max boys in action as they'll take on Colfax, 4:30 start time. Ball knocked out of bounds. And also then the doubleheader, the second one from the Sonitec Center in Eau Claire. We'll swing it over to Caleb Swenson and company calling the Max girls against Durand, Arkansas. Again, that's a slated 6:55 pregame for that one tomorrow night.
This JV is kind of a showing of things to come. Memorial definitely likes to get in the paint. Draw fouls, get to the free throw line.
And the Cards work a nice bounce pass down low and missed shot down low for the Cardinals that time. Was it McKenna Gagner, the freshman, and the missed shot at the other end for the Abes. They get the rebound but stolen away by Chippewa Falls, and that'll be, we've got her down as 25. Not listed on, I forget, either JV 1 or 2. I didn't have a 25. There we go. Kylie Kalinski. See who that was. 3:45 to go in the second half of this JV game, 45-23. Abes from the Eagle's Nest here on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And the Abes against the full court press of the Cards, getting it across the timeline for Memorial, Samantha Masson-Dupree. Pull-up shot, little soft, off the angle, no good, missed by Paisley Krause. Another freshman, the Cards with it to the other end. Advancing the ball for Chippewa is Kalinski. Both the JV and the varsity for Cards struggling offensively. The three-point attempt from out on top missed by Kalinski. Abes with the rebound as we approach the three-minute mark in this second half. Driving all the way through and no foul called. Abes with the rebound and stolen away by the Cardinals. Liz Thompson on the dribble and gets it to Kalinski in the backcourt. Yeah, the Cards varsity averaging just under 39 a game, giving up 52 plus in their three games, so struggling to broke that 40 mark just one time in that initial game we had the Cardinal victory over Merrill. Abe's out of there with it. 2.5 minutes to play in this junior varsity tilt. And there's a bounce pass skipping away from the intended recipient, Paisley Krause, and out of bounds to the Cardinals. The conclusion of this JV game, we'll take a timeout and come back with a little bit of conversation about it, but then also hear from both head coaches, Brandon Fanning and Becca Bestel. Conference opener tonight. And a bit of a collision on the near side and a whistle and a foul call. And that one going on number 24 for Eau Claire Memorial, Emma Blade, the sophomore. So, Carter, you're a player as well, Liberty Christian. You had your first game of the year. Was it New Hope?
Yes, sir, on Tuesday.
So, took it on the chin, a loss by 13. Tell me about it.
Yeah, you know, first game, got to get the wrinkles out of your offense. We weren't able to score a lot. They were much taller and bigger than us, so it was a challenge to get in the paint. But we were finding open shots. You just got to knock them down eventually. And defensively, we had some inbounds play get away from us, and they were just able to score some easy points. So it was a fun game, though. Back and forth.
Are you a shooting guard or a point guard?
Shooting guard.
Okay. Liz Thompson missing the free throw. Chahai then throw the ball out of bounds with 1:59 to go, second half of this JV game. Here on WDOGO Sports, thanks to Colin Nichols back at our WOGO studios, our radio producer tonight. A little bit of trouble with the dribble for the Abes. Krause and the Cards break at the other end. The layup is good. And laid up and in by Aubrey Bergerson, one of many freshmen that fill this JV squad. And then the steal for the Cards, and laying it in is Liz Thompson. So the Cards back-to-back hoops here in the final 100 seconds. And another steal for Chippewa, saving it in the near corner is Martha Fish. They work it down low for their third basket in 30 seconds. McKenna Gagner with that one.
No matter if it's JV or varsity, you love to see kids not quitting.
An impressive flurry for sure. And then the Cards with another steal. Well, it all starts with the defense, right? And so they've cut this lead from 22 to 16 here in these waning moments. So we approach the one-minute mark. Cutting through two defenders, and possession arrow goes the Abe's way with 104 left. Yeah, later in the pregame, our Toyson Ford keys to the game. Thanks so much to our great sponsors, Northwestern Bank, Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, White City Glass, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuel, Check Law Office, Royal Credit Union, Holly Bovey, and Post Glass and Mirror, our Post Glass postgame show to culminate things later here on WDOGO. A three-point bank attempt, no good, fighting for it. Got another possession arrow. This time it's going to be Chahai's turn. Final 55 seconds of the second half. Chai coming in here 1-2, that win over Merrill, which we had for you, and then the loss to Onalaska and to Superior. Memorial 1-1 with a 11-point loss to Stevens Point and a lopsided victory over Holman 69-22. Let you know about some of the other BRC matchups going on tonight as well. This is just one of them. Chippewa Falls at Memorial. You got Eau Claire North, 2-1 Eau Claire, 1-2. And the Abes get another one. 1-2 Eau Claire North is at 2-1 Hudson. 1-1 Menominee is at 3-1 River Falls. And 1-1 New Richmond is at 1-1 Rice Lake. How about Addie Shepley at 34.5 a game, leading the state in scoring? Of course, the Badgers prize recruit.
It's impressive.
And then she's got a teammate who's going to UW Green Bay to play volleyball and basketball.
Wow, talented roster.
Yeah, to be a varsity athlete in one sport, to be 1-2, wow, that's... Yeah, it should be interesting to see what Rice Lake can do this year for sure in that D2 portion of the tournament. Final 9 seconds now. Last possession seemingly for the Cards, trailing at 48-29 here at the Eagles Nest. Mark Halverson and Carter Jaeger with our video producer Sam Averly. Getting it down low, the shot tossed up, and we got a whistle. Final 4.9. Busy night and weekend. You got the Bucks at home against Philadelphia. No Giannis for 2 to 4 weeks and all sorts of trade rumors with him. And then Wisconsin against Marquette tomorrow. It doesn't seem to be Marquette's year, so I would say advantage Wisconsin. It's at the Kohl Center.
Rivalry is always a good one to watch, though.
Yeah. 11 o'clock start for that game.
Early.
Climb out of bed and jump in the court. Free throw off the mark a couple of times here for the Cards from Martha Fish. And a whistle right down to the finish here with 2.6 seconds to go, and the Cards to inbound. One last shot attempt. And they're going to say no to the Abe's basketball. So Memorial in position to win it, 48-29. They get the inbounds pass and ahead. And that is going to do it. Time runs out on the Cards. They lose this one at Memorial, 48-29. We'll take a three-minute timeout. Come back with our pregame show for our main event, Chi-High Girls at Memorial tonight on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for Marley Biscuit and win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biscuit.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, our main event tonight, Chi-High Girls Basketball at Eau Claire Memorial. Recapping, the Cards come in here 1-2, and Eau Claire Memorial 1-1. It's the conference opener for both teams. And what do we got here tonight, Carter? It looks like, is it teachers' night?
Looks like it's parents' night.
Parents' night, all right. So starting the season that way. And so the players walking out there with their parents. And again, the other conference games, 1-2 Eau Claire North is at 2-1 Hudson, 1-1 Menominee is at 3-1 River Falls, and 1-1 Richmond is at 1-1 Rice Lake this evening. And again, as you'll hear us talk with both coaches, Brandon Fanning and Becca Bestel, I got to just say, the Memorial statistics were not available. There's a website called GoBound, which I understand conference rules say you need to have your statistics posted there. It's something that the conference asks the teams to do. It's kind of a courtesy. The Abes did not have theirs posted there. There's another website. I mean, I checked, but apparently there's a conference agreement. I was made aware of this rule before the game to have your statistics there. There are no statistics at all. So I was able to talk to Coach Fanning a little bit, got a little bit before the game learning, and you'll hear us talk about it in the pregame interview. But Nora Kling, their leading scorer, and they got a couple freshmen who come off the bench, very talented. And they're both double-digit scorers as freshmen just two games into the season. So there's not really a learning curve there. They're ready to contribute big time. Yep. Talking about McCarthy and Evelyn Bast. But also look out for Rhea Shaw. She's an excellent player as well.
Yeah, in the past, Memorial's always had good teams. You know, they're going to hit their open shots. They're going to get in the paint, and they're going to get to the free throw line. So transition defense is going to be key. I know in the first game we did this year versus Merrill, they won the game, or Chippewa did, based on their half or their full court press and their ability to turn them over and turn those into points. So that's going to be key again today.
The Abes will present a much stiffer test, I think, than Merrill did as well. So we'll take another two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll hear the first of our two coaches' conversations. First from Brandon Fanning in his 13th season as the head coach of the Abes girls squad. That's ahead in 2 minutes. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops on WDOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Cardinal pregame on WOGO Sports on this Friday night. And Memorial Girls hosting Chi, the Big Rivers Conference opener. And Coach, congrats. Your 13th season. That's a good run.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate to have some longevity here, have a lot of great kids, a lot of great families, you know, and so it's people have been really supportive of our program, and it's allowed us to kind of have some growth over the last couple of years and then experience a lot of success. So we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully having another really nice year and continue to build off some of the things we've done the last few years.
Now, again, coming here with a 1-1 record that lost in the opener to Stevens Point and then a lopsided win over Holman. But I don't know. I got to say, as a broadcaster, I think my last game was before Thanksgiving, 24th or 25th. You guys haven't played since the 25th. I mean, anybody feeling rusty?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long stretch. I could feel a little bit this week with practice. You know, we had a couple good ones, but we definitely had a couple where the kids are, I think, are itching to play again. You know, so for us, it's going to be good to see, you know, a different opponent tonight, you know, than just ourselves. So we're looking forward to it.
Some unique things that stand out to me in terms of your scoring leaders. Nora Kling, I mean, a sophomore, leading you with more than 15 a game, and then two double-digit scores off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of kids that put a lot of time into their games in the offseason. You know, obviously Nora was a really important piece for us last year as a freshman. You know, she's a kid that we asked to come off the bench, but definitely could have been a starting level talent. You know, she we're going to really lean on her a little bit more. She does a lot for us in rebounding and playmaking, you know, as well as scoring. And then the two freshmen have been adjusted really well, you know, and so there was definitely some learning in the point game. But I thought both of them have really, you know, even from the beginning of the season, have really come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, your opponent, Chi High tonight, coming in here 1-2 on the season. Jillian Wick, their leading scorer at 11 a game. What about the Cards?
Yeah, I mean, I think Coach, you know, has done a nice job to start the season. They are playing with a little bit more energy, a little bit more intensity. You know, she has a lot of young kids that are coming in and filling some roles. They have a lot of really good length. You know, so I'm looking forward to kind of seeing where we're at, you know, like I said, in the first BRC game.
Yeah. Lastly, what is your kind of overview on the conference? Who do you think should be the favorite this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously every night, you know, it's tough. You know, I think some of the perennials, you know, with the Hudson, you know, and Rice Lake, you know, having the two D1 kids. And I think River is returning a couple kids from injury last year that will be really solid. But, you know, night in, night out, you know, I think is going to be a battle for us.
All right, Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Head Coach Brandon Fanning of the Memorial Old Abes back with the Cards head coach Becca Bestel in a moment. This is WOGL Sports coverage of Cardinal basketball.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello!
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for Marley Biscuit and win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Cardinal pregame on WOGO Sports from Eau Claire Memorial. Lady Cards hoops tonight. It's the Cards and the Abes. Becca Bestel, the Cards head coach, with us. Coach, it's been a while.
Yeah, it feels like a while with that Thanksgiving break in there, you know, that does that to you.
Exactly. So back at school this whole week, and we're finally getting back at it. You guys, last game was that game against Superior, 55-39. Tell me about that and how practice has been since then.
Well, our first half was horrific against them. But, I mean, their credit, they put some pressure on us that we kind of were a little surprised on. And I think that our girls are learning to handle that, and we've done a lot better. And what's great this year is that our JV team is able to put some pressure on us in practice, and we've really tried to ramp it up these last couple practices and this last week. And our second half in that game was a lot better, but we ran out of gas. We ran out of players. Willa got a concussion. Willa Reisinger is, and she's still on concussion protocol, so she won't play tonight. But that didn't help because we one less player and ran out of guards, and so we hopefully can come out a little stronger against the pressure tonight.
How'd you navigate the holidays? What's practice been like this week? You guys, I imagine itching to play.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're ready to go, and I mean, there's always a break over the holidays, but we've had some good practices the last couple games, and you know, with our school getting done at 4 o'clock, when our boys have a game, they play at. We're done at 5, so we shorten our practices for that, and so we've had one of those and a wrestling meet, and so it's been kind of a weird week, but we're hoping to get back on track here.
Jillian Wick leading you guys in scoring, 11 a game.
Yeah, she played really well the other night. She's finally being able to go to the rim a little bit more. She drew a ton of fouls against Superior. She scored most of her points from the free throw line against Superior, and so we're hoping that she can continue that tonight.
And then also, when you talk about Memorial, I mean, the 5'10 sophomore Nora Kling averaging more than 15 a game, but two freshmen coming off the bench, Ava McCarthy and Evelyn Bast, each averaging 10, 11 and a half points a game.
Yeah, and they score a lot of their points from the three-point line. Both of them are really lights out shooters, just seeing them on film. And so we know that, but we'll do our best to stop it. But we're more worried about their dribble penetration and their full court game. Memorial scores the vast majority of their points in the full court, pressing and running and off of just in transition. So we have to stop that and slow it down.
So Rhea Shaw of concern.
Oh, absolutely. She's the best defender on their team by far. And she's got long arms and she gets a ton of steals. And so she'll put a lot of pressure on our point guard. And then Kling has long arms too. And then those freshmen coming off the bench are similar. So their long athletic guards are difficult for us to handle, but we'll do our best.
All right. Very good. That's all we can ask. Yep. Coach, we wish you the best. And then if you remember afterwards, love to talk to you upstairs.
Yeah, well, remind me again, and I'll come up for sure.
All right, no promises. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
All right. Head coach Becca Bestel, it's the Lady Cards at Eau Claire Memorial. We've got it for you. Coming next on WOGO Sports, this is Cardinal Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Inside of 3 minutes left on the warm-up clock, Chi High, Eau Claire Memorial. The Cars to our right, the Aves to our left, Mark Halverson, Carter Jager, our video producer, Sam Averly, and Colin Nichols back at our Wogo studio, our radio producer tonight. So on paper, again, it's very early in the long season, 24 games for Chippewa, game four, for Memorial, game three, start of the conference season. So we're still learning, but on paper it seems like Memorial able to put up the points and the Cards kind of struggling in that department. Chahai coming in averaging under 39 points a game, giving up 52. And we talked about the Aves with their two contests so far, just in two games, scoring, losing 68-57 to Stevens Point and winning big over Holman 69-22. So, Carter, let me ask you now, time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford at Chippewa Falls. How about it?
Yeah, I think the most important part of this game today is going to be turnovers. You got to limit them on the offensive end. You got to create them on the defensive end. Get some transition buckets and get back defensively. Coach Bestel said that Memorial likes to get out and run. And you got to make sure you get back to avoid letting those transition buckets happen for them. And one of those ways, you know, she said they're great outside shooters. And by getting back defensively, you can locate those shooters and provide a better closeout on them. Another thing is just hitting your open shots. And it sounds easy enough, but in a game like this magnitude with a tough team, you're not going to get many of them, so you got to hit them when you get them.
There you go, the Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. The Cards, again, that last game was quite a while ago, 55-39, losing to Superior. A little bit more competitive than the initial loss they had, but 28 turnovers. And Tenley Anderson, again, she leads the team with 18 turnovers. Just to say, she's an up-and-comer. She's one of two sophomore starters, along with McKenna Wood. But obviously, she'd be the first to tell you, like to see that turnover number come down.
Yeah, I think when you have a lot of turnovers, it's just a case about maybe going too fast. Slowing things down, making sure you're organized, and then running your offense. And I think that if they kind of control the pace of the game today and they get their open shots, they'll hang with them.
That's the thing in terms of we saw some of the pressure work successfully for the Cards in that opening win over Merrill. At the same time, Coach Bestel said, we're learning, we're growing, we're improving at handling the press. But what happens is, we saw it even late in the JV game where Chahai got three hoops in a hurry. And again, if you don't watch that, it leads to too many easy hoops and then a runaway the opposite direction. We'll take our last break before tip-off, before the starting lineups and tip-off. It's Chahai Girls at Memorial. Got it for you. Coming next on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Well, they rushed through the Cardinal introductions after the national anthem. Let's catch the Memorial introductions now from our public address announcer here at Memorial. I'm not sure how well you could understand this, so let me give you the Abe starters again. 5'8", senior number 2, Raya Shaw, also averaging over 15 points and 10 rebounds a game. 5'10", sophomore number 3, Nora Kling, also for the Abes. 5'10", senior number 21, Cora Graham. 5'7", sophomore number 24, Ava Hoytomt. And 5'8", senior number 30, Lydia Pallmeyer. The Abes in their home white uniforms with the purple numerals and edging. And meanwhile, Chahai in the nice black road uniforms with the white numerals and lettering and some red trim. Trim was the word I was looking for. Purple trim, yes. Oh, I came up with. All right, we're about ready to tip this off a little later than usual this evening. What do we got already? 7:42, yeah, I would say later. And the tap won by the Aves, knocked out of bounds. It should be Chi-Hi basketball. And the Cards will get it to start this game.
Does that count as a turnover?
I wouldn't count it that way. It was just a tap, so I think we're good. Are you keeping some stats?
I'm just wondering.
Okay, yeah. All right, so the Cards now with it. On the attack, left to right in the deep corner. And there's that first turn. That does count as a turnover. And the Aves at the other end of the layup is good for Pallmeyer, and they lead it 2-0. 2-0 Memorial. And now the Cards against the press with Jillian Wick, the leading scorer for the Cards at 11 a game, the only player in double figures. Also at 7 a game, McKenna Wood, the 5'11 sophomore. All the way into the right baseline for Anderson. They work it on the outside to Wood. Into the right corner to Heppner again. No Willa Reisinger is the Card. Second turnover right there. Ahead on the fast break. Abe's spin move. Kick out. Three-point shot on the way. Off the front iron. No. Rebound. Abe's. Nobody there to box out. Raya Shaw. And it's a 4-0 game.
Like we said, that defense ready for Memorial is getting in there. Two turnovers in first two possessions.
And the Card's against the pressure. Wick gets it off to a teammate. Gets it back. Falling down. No whistle called. We're foul free of first 75 seconds. The ball on top, Anderson. And the Aves with their third steal from the Cardinals already. Look down low, and they find the open player missing the shot that time. Hoytomt, and the Cards out of there with it. And Anderson will bring it, the sophomore for Chippewa, into the forecourt. Kind of rested right with 1 foot into the forecourt, 1 foot in the backcourt, but no over and back. Okay. Wick now works it on the outside to Emma Heppner. Off on the far side to Claire. They're cousins, I believe, as we've said before. And 16 minutes to go in this first half. And we get the first foul on the Abes, and it's go on Ava Hoytomt. First personal, first team foul.
And right away, those two freshmen have checked into the game.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we told you about them. Ava McCarthy averaging 10.5 a game, number 5 And Evelyn Bass, the 5'7 freshman, averaging 11.5 a game, as the Cards four turnovers. So four possessions and four turnovers here, Carter.
Yep, and they've struggled to get back defensively as well. You just got to settle in. They're fine.
4-0 deficit early as Shaw brings it across the timeline, their floor general. And Abe's struggling with it. Good defense from the Cards. Knocked out of bounds. Cards foul free so far. 15:41 to go first half. The big doubleheader tomorrow all starts at UW Stout. The Max boys taking on Colfax. 4:10 the pregame for that one. At least it's scheduled. It's in the midst of a tournament, so we'll see exactly where we're at. And a three-pointer buried from the deep corner by Evelyn Bast. And again, we heard from Coach Bestel about the three-point prowess of those freshmen. And she wasn't kidding. The Cards getting it into the forecourt to Emma Heppner, and Abe's second foul with 15:24 to go here. First half, and this is going to go on Ava McCarthy, the freshman, first personal second team.
It also looks like Memorial has a very deep bench. They just subbed in two more players, so that's got to be nice.
I think so. And the Cards down a player at Willa Reisinger, who usually log a number of minutes. But the Cards, yeah, you can on an inbound, you can get it into the backcourt, but you can't get it in the forecourt and go to the backcourt. So the Cards are 5 for 5. That might sound good, but the stat is turnovers and yep. possessions. So we'll see if we can break that. You got to start, you know, baby steps, right? So
start somewhere.
Yeah, baby steps. I like small steps. And so now the Cards with a zone defense. Shot left baseline. Missed that time by Nora Kling, their leading scorer. And Kling's going to get the long rebound out near the midcourt. Gets it to Bast in the deep right corner. She seems to like that spot. They work it on the outside. Toutant, the 5'10 sophomore, maybe overlooked. And there's the Apes' first turnover. They're showing that they indeed are human. Cards now looking for that first hoop of the night. Wood working it on top to Emma Heppner. Emma looks down low. Wick misses the shot. Fights for the rebound. Abe's out of there with it. Abe's pitching a shutout 3.5 minutes into this game against the Cards. Get into the forecourt. Open right corner. Off. No good. Toutant misses. Long rebound again to the Abe's. Putting it up. Oh, what a soft touch. Evelyn Bass can shoot. You're going to hear a lot about this girl for years to come. The 5'7 freshman. 9-0 Abe's.
Like you said, baby steps, though. That Chippewa last offensive possession was much better.
Yeah.
The backdoor
cut. It was. And it didn't result in a turnover, so we'll take what we can get. And now a timeout is called by the Cardinal bench. A full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. 14:05 left first half. Cards looking for their first points when we return on WOGO Sports.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Correction, of course, Claire and Emma Heppner are sisters. My apologies. It's, you get in your head sometimes different relationships like that. And I was in the same grade with my cousin, so I don't know. But, yeah, they're sisters. So one's a senior, and Claire and Emma's a junior. And there's the Abes with another steal from the Cardinals. So whistle and a foul is going to go on the Cardinals. Tenley Anderson to get her first personal and the first team foul. And sending the Abes to the line. 13:57 to go here in this first half. Leading at 9-0 over Chippewa Falls as Katie Toutant getting her first chance. First time either team's been at the line tonight, and that one's off the mark.
I really like that timeout there by Coach Bestel. Just slow things down.
Yeah.
You're only down 9-0. Offense hasn't been great, so calm them down.
A lot of substitutions to the Cards, including Macy Gokey, the 5'10 senior, is going to check in. And Malia Killeen, the 5'8 junior, into the contest for the Cards. And both free throws no good from Tutant, so there the Cards catch a break. And now against some pressure, Jillian Wick into the forecourt for Chippewa, looking for that those first points. Wick penetrating, kind of got ahead of her there a little bit. And so seventh turnover for the Cards with 13:47 left here first half.
I think that was a case of going a little too fast there. Just You don't have to attack right away. Set up an offensive possession, get a good shot off.
Yeah. Offense struggling, though. I mean, just plain and simple it is. 3-2 zone has the appearance of that, unless you see it different here, Carter.
Nope, that's a 3-2 zone.
Working it on the outside with Rhea Shaw. And again, good ball movement from Memorial. Going on the right baseline. Kicking it out for the open shooter, and no good for Hoytom, but followed up and in down low, and that's going to be Lydia Pallmeyer. She's got four. So 11-0 Abes. Cards looking for that first point. They have really struggled here, and there's the half-court pressure. Ball knocked into the backcourt, recovered by Cameron Rossano, a 5'4 sophomore. I don't remember her in the first game we did against Merrill. But welcome, Cameron. Wick penetrating and draws the foul with 12:52 to go here, first half. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Every team's got a set play here, and they, whatever their best one is, you got to pull it out here to get some points on the board. Break the zero.
Good idea. And now looking to get it inbound is Rossano. She gets it on the outside. Wick, the three. Off the back iron, no good. Cards fight for the rebound. They come out of there with it. Rossano. And that's kind of the highlight of the game so far, is that one offensive rebound for Chippewa, trailing at 11-0 at Eau Claire Memorial tonight. This is game two of four Chi-High girls games we're slated to bring you, in a very busy winter sports schedule covering boys and girls hockey and McDonald and Chi-High boys and girls basketball, including the doubleheader tomorrow, Max boys and then the girls from UW Stout and the Sonitec Center, very college field to tomorrow's action.
Should be fun.
5-second violation called, and the Cards not able to get the shot off. Still, Abe's still pitching the shutout. Almost 6 minutes into this game, so Cards going to try to clamp down with a 3-2 zone as Rhea Shaw brings it into the forecourt. Bucks down big at the five serve, 54-35, late second quarter to Philadelphia. Without Giannis, Reyes, Shaw penetrating. The Cards tie her up, and the possession arrow is going to keep it Memorial basketball. Turnovers 8-1 so far. Abes with the one miscue. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. Abes down low. Shaw puts one up and in. 13-0 Memorial. Shaw's got four. All right, now's the time for the Cards. Let's get that first hoop, and they try to get the steal from behind, and they keep it from going out of bounds. And advance it, cutting through the defense. No good. And a rebound down to Gokey. Macy, the senior for the Cards. Kick it on the outside to Rossano. There's the three-point attempt off the front iron. No good for Killeen. And the Abes now. The 13-0 advantage.
It's a good shot. Just
yeah.
Got to hit him.
Going on the baseline. Shaw, jump stop. Up, soft touch, no good. Rebound batted around, out of there with it, Killeen. Here come the Cards into the forecourt. Throws it away. 10th turnover. Abes the other way. Left-handed layup is good. And they build the lead to 15-0 on the left-handed hoop from Ava Hoytomt. And it's now five Abes in the scoring column. Cards looking for that first basket. Down 15-0. Jillian Wick on the far side. Rossano working it down low. Gokey, turnaround shot. Air ball. Out of there with it, the Abes. Ava McCarthy, the freshman, ahead to Kling. She'll cut through the defense. Underhand scoop misses. Put up and in, and a foul. And the Abes try to get the old-fashioned three-point play for Cora Graham, the 5'10 senior. They grab a 17-zip lead.
Breaking that zero has got to be the goal for Chippewa right now. Just get points
right
on the board.
Wholesale substitutions for the Memorial head coach, Brandon Fanning. And
hockey
his
line change.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was. See, you know, Caleb and I are basketball, football, baseball, and volleyball broadcasters, but you're going to seek to do something that hasn't been done on our Wogo air for a while as the free throw is good, and that is to call basketball and hockey.
Yeah, the 15th of January I get my opportunity.
Okay.
So it should be fun.
Good. Your uncle Greg Stewart, right?
Yep.
He's laid a good example for you.
Yeah, excellent.
Cardinals with a win last night over River Falls. 11th turnover for the Cards. And so 18-0. So a good size lead for Memorial. So, you know, but I always like to say when I'm alone or I do a broadcast and I get to do the Toyson Ford keys to the game, I always go back to the Dick Bennett, Bull Ryan things, which is play good defense, limit your turnovers, take good shots. So it's all about you, right? I mean, it's about what you can do. And for the Cards, obviously, it's got to be the focus. There's the miss from the corner by Bass, the freshman, out of there with it, Wood. And see if they can get the offense going here. Tenley Anderson in the forecourt. They're working on the outside. Rossano back on top to Claire Heppner. And struggling with it. Now Anderson out on top. She'll go on the left side. Now try to run the offense. Rossano almost tied up by the freshman Bast. Pass in the left wing. Wood looking, working the low post. Gets a shot off, and she's going to go to the line for two.
Now you got
to
hit at least one.
Yeah. And McKenna on the season, a 50% shooter, 5 for 10 from the line, and averaging 7 points, their second leading scorer. As the foul goes on Addie Larson, first personal, and the fourth team. The free throw's good, and the Cards off the snide. The first point of the evening for Chippewa, now an 18-1 game. Would try to make it two in a row here. Off the back iron, no good. And the rebound out of there to KD Tuton. All right, an 18-1 game. Settle for what we can get, but at least getting that low post shot, right, Carter? That was good.
Yeah.
And there's the missed three-pointer again by Bast, not afraid to shoot that thing. She doesn't have any kind of freshman fear about her.
No.
No. You think, wow, a freshman on varsity. You know, and mentally, she's just like, I like the corner. Yeah, I like to shoot from wherever. And the Abes have had their share of offensive rebounds already against this Cardinal zone. Inside of 9 minutes to go, first half. And there's an errant pass, and it goes out of bounds to Chippewa. So the Abes' second turnover of the first half. And the Cards get it back with 8:46 to go.
When you're playing this good of a shooting team, you got to make sure you rebound well. And Chaha is struggling to even rebound at this point.
All right, against the full court press, Wick in the backcourt looks to advance it to the timeline. Spin move has the double team right there losing the ball, and a timeout called by Becca Besta. We'll take a break as well. 30-second break. Back in a moment. Cardinal ball down 17 on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
8:39 to go, first half. Chahai down 18-1. They were down 18-0. Got a free throw from McKenna Wood. And now looking for the inbounds. Tenley Anderson in the backcourt, looking to advance it across the timeline. She does. We're looking for our first highlight that we could bring you in the second half. And loses it out of bounds, but it's going to stay Chahai ball. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Rizgala Plumbing and Heating. I actually called them this week for a situation we were facing.
Oh, no.
Ball knocked out of bounds. Cards will keep it.
Again, you need to get back to your set plays if you're Chippewa. Don't just run around taking shots.
Get it into Wick. Wick looking for her first points. And was that a shot or pass?
That was a shot. That's not the shot you want at this juncture of this game.
Mm-hmm. All right, Anderson to inbound underneath the basket. 8:23 left here, first half, down 18-1. Wick struggling with that ball handling, diving on the floor, and timeout Memorial. All right, we'll take another 30-second break. Back in a moment on WOGO Sports, this is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
.16 left in this first half. It's 18-1. Chippewa trailing by 17. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. All right, Abe's ball now. After that timeout, into the paint. And a little reach on the cards called with Nora Kling. I'll tell you what, they've had six Abe's score. Nora Kling, not one of them. How about that?
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. All the trouble they've been having today, they don't have trouble guarding her today.
No.
Her or McCarthy.
But again, you know, Abe's not fretting, saying, hey, you know, we've got...
We'll take a win, right?
Lots of other, yeah. And the foul going on Wick, her second already. Of the three team fouls on Chippewa in this first half. And on the outside for the Apes, Tutant. Tutant again out on top against the Cardinal zone defense. And that's going to be off the mark with a three-point shot. Cards had their hands on the rebound. And then Anderson was fouled for Chippewa with 7:44 left first half. Fifth team foul on the Aves, and it's going to go on Veronica Fessenmeyer. She also is a freshman, her second fifth team foul. Again, McCarthy and Bast maybe get more attention because they've become double-digit scorers two games into this season as freshmen. And Anderson into the deep right corner, and she's going to be trapped there. Looks to get it out on top to Emma Heppner and into the backcourt. And then it should have been, what happened was it would have been over and back, but I think Emma Heppner didn't want to touch it to make it be over and back. Yeah. But not hesitating was Nora Kling, who went after it. But then she did have control. Would you call that an Abe's turnover? I mean,
yeah.
She had it and she lost it. So it would have been a Chi-High turnover and an Abe's turnover. I feel like a meanie by giving all these turnovers here, but, you know. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch, right? So. Drive at the other end, contact, and a foul, and the Cards see Emma Heppner go to the line where she's a 44% free throw shooter, came in averaging 5.3 a game, stops the clock with 7:15 left here first half.
That was probably the best offensive possession they've had all day.
Huh.
But the one before, you can't dribble into the corner and pick up your dribble there.
But you got to credit the Aves defense as much as free throw of the first one is up from Heppner, and good. So Emma makes it an 18-2 game. But they have... not only held the Cardinals to just 2 points, in almost 11 minutes of basketball, Chai doesn't have a basket.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a swarming defense that's going to take advantage of any miscue you have. So you have to be sharp on the offensive end and in transition.
Both free throw for Emma Heppner makes it an 18-3 game. The Cards are on a 3-0 run. Don't look now, but they're on a 3-0 run. We edge towards the 7-minute mark and get it to Kling. Puts it up. Oh, it just wouldn't go for her. She's had a lid on the basket. But then a very aggressive Rhea Shaw capturing the ball. And the foul going on Chippewa Falls, and that's on 15, Clara Heppner. Her first fourth team foul. Abe's looked to get it in. It booted out of bounds. It's going to stay Abe's ball. with 6:54 left in this first half. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Talked to Dale from White City Glass the other day. Of course, locations in Eau Claire and Menominee as well. And we got another whistle.
You know, early they were really letting them play, but it seems like the whistles come out a little bit here recently.
Yeah. And Macy Goki picking up the foul for the Cards. Her first personal and the fifth team foul on Chippewa. Abe's look to get it in, and the first basket of the night, and a foul. Nora Kling going to the line to try to complete the three-point play.
And she's on the board.
Yeah. Couldn't shut her out all night. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlight of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by the Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Foul number two on Goki. She's picked those up in a hurry here, at least in this short window. 20-3 with that one. And Kling trying to make it 21, and she hits the free throw. So, again, that means seven different Abes have scored in the 21 points. So I'm sure Coach Fanning likes the distribution of that. I mean, it just is great for a team, right, when you get that many people contributing.
Yeah.
And the Cards struggling against the press. Would love to get a hoop, a field goal. How about a two-pointer here, a two-pointer, a three-point field goal before that. But a carry is called on the Anderson for the Cards, 13th turnover. Mentioned those 28 against Superior, almost at the halfway mark of that here with still 6:33 to go in the first half. Potentially looking at a running clock in the second half with a lead of 35 or greater at the 9.5-minute mark to see how this continues to go as the three-pointer is dropped in, the second one of the night for the talented freshman Evelyn Bast. She's got eight to lead them in scoring, eight of their 24 as they lead it 24-3, the biggest lead of the game. And there's the shot. There it is. Rossano with the basket for the Cards as she knocks it down.
Got their first bucket.
And I believe that was a two, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. At the other end, missed shot for the Aves, but they get the rebound. So Cameron Rossano getting that one for the Cards. At the other end, driving the lane and then missing the shot. For Memorial was Cora Graham, the 5'10 senior. And it'll stay Chi-High ball with 5.5 minutes to go here, first half. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business. Quality Propane and Fuels here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. And a carry on the Cars for their 14th turnover, and a 24-5 game now after the basket was made and the previous possession by Rossano.
You get to this point in the game and you just don't want to see quit. You know, we saw the JV team down over 20 and they showed no quit. So you want to see the varsity show that same heart.
Baseline, Kling missing that. Bounces around like it's a pinball machine, and Kling gets the ball and it's going to go Chahai's direction. But there's that full court press from the Aves, not letting up, even though they lead it by 19 with 5:17 left first half. And Cardinals struggling against the pressure, need to get going. You get 10 seconds. Anderson gets it across. But again, that double team. And you know if you're being double teamed like that, and a timeout's going to be called, a full timeout. We'll take a 1 minute break. Back in a moment. Cards down 19 with the ball on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
The Aves get a hoop here even before. I believe that was Addie Larson, her first two. So make it the eighth player in the scoring column for Coach Fanning. And I think actually the signal you were asking me, that may have been a 30. I was interpreting as a, instead of a, I think you want to stretch your arms as a full, right? So, yeah. So Cardinals turning it over with a 26-5 deficit inside of 4.5 left here in the first half. The Cardinals with the 3-2 zone defense. They got the one basket and three free throws for Chahai offensively, trailing at 26-5. So the swarming Abe's defense, very effective. And there's a drive, and Nora Kling able to score. And again, you can see her abilities, yeah. Carter.
She's really good in the paint, for sure. Yeah. Good at drawing fouls, good at getting open shots.
The Cardinals seeing it stolen away, and they work it to Kling for two more.
She's got seven all of a sudden.
Yeah. Couldn't bottle up for all night, that's for sure. A 30-5 game, biggest lead of the night for the Aves. And Anderson was pushed from behind as she was racing down with 3:50 left here in the first half. Again, tomorrow that doubleheader, it all starts with the Max Boys versus Colfax at Stout. 4:10 the pregame, 4:30 tip-off, and then 6:55 Max Girls versus Durand, Arkansas at the Sonitag Center tomorrow night here on WDOGO. All tomorrow. Both here on the radio and, of course, the live video stream on our WoGo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Both of those on. There's the free throw from Anderson. She'll get another. And again, the foul a moment ago on Evelyn Bast, her first personal seventh team foul. As Anderson getting her first point of the night, going for point number two. In a 30-6 game. It's up, and she got it. You know, I thought I looked at the stats tonight that Tenley had not been to the line yet, so that's her first two free throws on the season.
Well,
how about that? Yeah,
100% free throw shooting.
Yeah, it's only the fourth game, so but good to see her get there. As there's the pass through the hands of the intended Abe Cora Graham and out of bounds for their fourth turnover on the night. On the far side, Chippewa on the inbounds from Heppner, and now Anderson into the forecourt. Gets it. And there's an ill-advised cross-court pass stolen away. Abe's coming down the floor, putting the shot up and drawing the foul. Lydia Pallmeyer, the 5'8 senior. And that's going to be on Anderson, and that's her second personal, seventh team foul on the Cards. The left-hander free throw is no good for Pallmeyer. Halftime in the NBA, Bucks down at home to the Sixers, 69-49. So Philadelphia running up on Milwaukee without Giannis. Out 2 to 4 weeks with the calf strain. A lot of concern. It's a second soft tissue-ish injury, kind of back-to-back. Only his third game back that he got hurt 3 minutes in. And there's the Abe steal. They turn it around. And there's Bast, and she's going to miss that one. Rebound down low and a foul as Wood collides with Pallmeyer. Well, again, you got to like the Abes, Carter. I mean, good defense, good teamwork. I mean, they kind of spread it around inside, outside.
Yeah, they're quick.
There's a lot to like.
They have fantastic ball movement. They're really good inside the paint, and they can hit their open shots from outside.
Yep.
The awareness, though, from Chippewa on their last offensive possession, you have to be able to know there's somebody coming behind you to try to get the ball and kind of keep your eyes all around.
31-7 after Pallmeyer hits the free throw. Second one is up and no good. Wood fighting for the rebound. We're going to get a whistle and a foul here as well, stopping the clock with 3:07 left first half. Yeah, the JV game earlier, that one going to Memorial, 48-29. Coach Bestel complimenting the JV, saying, you know, they're able to, you know, have the JV press them some in practice, and that's been helping as the free throw is good.
A good JV team is always vital to a very good varsity team, just because that's who they practice against day in and day out. So
right.
To be able to be challenged like that's always good.
So Wood gets them both, so she's 3 out of 4 from the line, and the Cards back within 22 at 31-9. Missed shot at the other end. Cardinal come up with a rebound. Emma Heppner now. Final 3 minutes of this first half. Chahai on the attack left to right. Wick still scoreless. She came in averaging 11 to lead the Cardinals. Getting it down low. Wood, she got called for the travel. Well, I guess 28 turnovers against Superior was maybe a foreshadowing of what maybe was going to await against. Again, I didn't see Superior, but I doubt that their defense is up to the level of Memorial's, too.
Yeah, you can't praise this Memorial defense enough. They are fantastic in the full court and in the half court.
And Chahai, again, early in the season, it feels just kind of learning and growing here, but trying to work as hard as they can on defense against this talented Memorial offense inside of the final 2.5 minutes in this first half. As Coach Fanning with more of a delay here. This girl's certainly not in a hurry, as Hoytompt, they work it around with Ava McCarthy, the freshman. Bast into the corner. Kling is going to miss the shot. No. But then by yet another offensive rebound to the Aves, going to Hoytompt. Going right baseline, and she's just so determined. Nora Kling for two more. She was the 7th player to score at all, and she's got 9 now. And the Aves get a steal, and then they heave it out of bounds.
Rocketed that pass.
So a difference of 14 between turnovers on for Chahai versus Memorial, with 1:47 left, just over 100 seconds left here in this first half.
Talked about turnovers early, and they'd be a really big key to this game, and they've just struggled to keep the ball.
Yeah,
today.
They have. And boy, going out of bounds, Emma Heppner.
Right on cue.
Yeah. Well, stick around, and not only for halftime, we'll get you the stats, the Wogo Sports Calendar. We're kind of lacking in the highlight. I got like one highlight for you, but that was the one basket for Chippewa. 7 free throws, though. The free throw percentage has been pretty good, actually. And there's some contact, deflection, and a steal by the Cards, forcing that Emma Heppner and McKenna Wood, the Aves' 6th turnover. At the other end, though, they got ahead of themselves.
That turnover is just a case of going too fast.
Yep.
Down 14, just slow it down. Good shot. Sorry, 24, not 15.
Yeah, right. All right, so the Aves into the forecourt. Final minute 15 of this first half. Bast, she's impressed us with their 2 3-pointers already. But then they lose it out of bounds.
They gave it right back, same way.
Maybe the Aves a bit of... it's hard to keep that concentration for the whole 36 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Cards against that pressure still with the huge lead, 24, but... Coach Fanning not backing off on that at all, saying, hey, we need to... They're looking to presumably pressure their opponents throughout. And that's had success at the high school and college level in years gone by for teams that are athletic and deep enough to do that often. Is Jillian Wick, a 69% free throw shooter, going to go to the line for the first time tonight? And the foul number 2 on the night on Ava McCarthy, the 5'8 freshman. Wick's first one is off the rim, no good.
When you're playing man coverage like Memorial's been playing the whole time, as an offense, Chahai needs to have a lot of cutting off the ball. I just haven't seen a lot of that today. They've been stagnant, just haven't been moving a lot.
54.8 seconds left in the first half, 33-9 Aves. Second one is up, and no good. So Wick 0-for-2, can't get that first point. Stays 33-9. Cards still in the single digits with 45 seconds left until halftime. Kling, she's going to cut through the Cardinal defense. Wow. Basket good, and another foul.
That's just an impressive shot.
She went from 0, again, the 7th player to score for the Aves, and then she just turned it on all the way up to 11. She's their leading scorer at 15.5 a game and averaging 10.5 rebounds a game.
and all her points have been in the paint. So.
Yeah, right. No, and she took a shot like from the left corner, which when she did earlier, I'm like, well, good. That's where you'd want her to be shooting from, preferably. But you could just the determination, the strength, the confidence that, and then she misses the free throw. After I brag her up like that. But the Abes get yet another offensive. Way too many of those, Carter.
Yeah.
You can't. You just look for different ways to fill in the cracks, if you will, as Kling gets another basket.
Down this much, like I said, you got a rebound there. You're not going to get the offensive possessions you need.
So that was a blocking foul.
I believe they're in the bonus.
So that hoop was good?
No. So this should be a 1-1. Believe.
Yeah, but it's 10 fouls, so it'd be two.
Two.
At 10, it becomes two. She gets the first one. Hi. 12 points for Kling. With 31 seconds left in the half. Second one is up and around and in. Well, she's an all-conference player. I mean, you can just tell right here.
Yeah, you can just her aggressive behavior is just so impressive.
She is five. She's only a sophomore. She plays like a senior.
Wow.
And there's a ball through the hands of Rossano. Cardinals 20-second turnover. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound, yet another offensive rebound. Basket good for Raina Shaw. She's got six.
Let's just say this Memorial team is going to be good for a long time.
Yeah. And out of bounds, and the Cards turn it over again here before the half. I don't know what you say at the halftime. Again, the Cards are looking at, seriously looking at a running clock game, that's for sure.
At some point, you just got to play for pride.
Yep.
You know?
The drive by Shaw, no good, gets her own rebound. They're going to get one more shot off before the half. Missed from the corner. Tapped out of bounds. Cardinal ball with 0.4 seconds left. Down by 30, 39-9. And Emma Heppner to inbound. And that'll do it. 18 minutes in the books on this frigid Friday night in December. It's Oakland Memorial 39, Chippewa Falls 9. We're back in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Cardinal Hoops.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no monthly fees, no minimum balance, and a $250 bonus. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your account by December 9th. Receive two payroll direct deposits of $200 or more, and you'll get a $250 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 12/9/25. Insured by NCUA.
Halftime here at Oakland Memorial. Mount Alberson, alongside Carter Jagger, who's Radio play-by-play debut is going to commence with the second half, so I wish you well, my friend. But also our video producer, Sam Aberle, and our radio producer, Colin Nichols, back at our WOGO studio. All right, halftime 39-9. We'll get to the scoring later. Carter, your take on half number one.
You know, it was about turnovers in the first half. A swarming Memorial defense, a quick transitional Memorial offense. They like to get in the paint, and they did it at will. They shot their free throws. They made their free throws. They hit their open shots, and just everything went right in the first half for Memorial, and everything went wrong for Chippewa. So eventually, right, Chippewa, you got to go in. You got to regroup, and coming out in the second half, you just got to play for the love of the game.
Yeah, when you say turnovers, 23 for Chippewa, 7 for Eau Claire Memorial. So, again, that smothering full-court press, and, again, you know, not everything was a forced error. There's some unforced, but I mean, just kind of where Chai is at, and the Cards struggling. I mean, even you look back to some of the girls they lost from last year, and while last year's team, they've really struggled for a couple of years, but, I mean, I think the Cards struggling trying to find their offense. And again, Willa Reisinger is not going to make a 30-point difference, but she's another player who is a good athlete, who is experienced, and they're missing her as well tonight. Willa averages 5.3 a game, but she's a 6-foot senior, another bigger body that can. But again, this is a talented Memorial team inside and out, and a heavy emphasis on the youth, too.
I was just going to say calming presence from Willie, you know. In the game against Merrill, they were down, and she just, whenever she got the ball, she was calm with it, collected with it, was able to find the right guy. Yeah, Memorial, I mean, their freshmen are talented. You can see it. And even we were talking Kling. I mean, she's not even a senior, but she plays like it.
Yeah.
And so this team's going to be around for 3 more years, 4 more years, and just watch out.
Yeah, it would be fun. I mean, again, when they... I remember the Stevens Point team they lost to the opening game by 11, and they have a very talented sophomore player who is 6 foot or taller. And so, anyhow, yeah, the cupboard's not bare here at Memorial, that's for sure. First half scoring looked like this for the Cards. Rossano had the one field goal. We'll hear it in our highlight later in the halftime. Cameron, the 5'4 sophomore. Otherwise, from the line, Jillian Wick was 0 for 2. McKenna Wood goes 3 for 4 for her 3 points. Emma Heppner was 2 for 2, and Tenley Anderson 2 for 2 for their 2 points each. So for the Cards, you do that 4. You got 7 out of 8, 7 out of 10. But from among girls that actually scored from the line, 7 out of 8. So that would be 88%, 70%, maybe not quite as good there, but... I don't know, Carter, what, if anything, they can do? They need to get some baskets.
They just got to maintain possession. I think a lot of that first half, Memorial had the ball and was on the attack. And so when you're turning it over 23 times, I think you said, it's unacceptable. You're never going to get an offensive play going. You're never going to get an inbounds play called. And just the ability to maintain the possession and then get a good shot. I think at this point down 30, it's not even about hitting them. It's about building off your possessions, one possession at a time, and just getting the right shot.
Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, our highlight from the first half, the Cardinals' lone basket, and also a check of the WOGO sports calendar. Look ahead to that doubleheader tomorrow. This is Lady Cardinal Basketball on WOGO.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good! And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back for
Marley Biscuit and win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
All right, well, we ran through the scoring for Chi-Hi, but we didn't give you Memorial scoring in the first half. Rhea Shaw with 6. Nora Kling with 13. She finished with 13, even though she was the 7th Abe to score. But again, she's too shy of her average. 2 for Addie Larson, 8 for Evelyn Bass, the 5'7 freshman, including 2 threes. 3 for Cora Graham, 2 for Ava Hoytomt, 5 for Lydia Pallmeyer. All right, here's the highlight from the first half for the Cards on WOGO. Lead them in scoring, 8 of their 24, as they lead it 24-3, the biggest lead of the game. And there's the shot. There it is. Rossano with the basket for the Cards as she knocks it down. Okay, so that one caught us a little bit by surprise as the Cards well into the first half before they got their one and only basket. And so we're going to hand it off in a moment to Carter Jaeger. But Carter, getting to know you, you're a high school senior, homeschooled, but you have been playing your sports. You played football, for instance, for Memorial. Yeah. Any other, and you're playing now basketball for Liberty. So why basketball for Liberty? Why not basketball for Memorial since you played football for them?
I think the time commitment was a lot for me. You know, football we practiced every week, every day, and I just, you know, for my last senior winter, I just wanted it kind of cool. So at a private school, you only practice 3 times a week,
yeah.
So it's not much of a time commitment. And to be honest with you, Memorial's got a very talented guys roster.
Yeah.
And Liberty isn't as talented, so I'm able to start on Liberty.
Yeah,
so.
Good. Terrific. Yeah. Well, we'll let you start the second half as well. Your debut as a play-by-play broadcaster. So, hey, welcome. Great to have you in the WOGO sports team. You've been working with Sam. You've been working as a board operator. And so, welcome. Hand you the play-by-play responsibilities to start the second half. It's all yours.
Yeah, thank you. It should be fun. So, Chi-Hi looks to be coming out there with a combination of Jillian Wick, McKenna Wood, Claire Hepner, Emma Hepner, and Tenley Anderson. Memorial is going to counter with Cora Graham, Nora Kling, Ryan Shaw, Ava Hoydompt, and Lydia Palmier. Chi-Hi is going to have the ball first, I believe, going from right to left, yep. So inbounding from Hepner to Anderson on the right wing, dribbles past the mid-stripe. To the left wing. Guarded by Rhea Shaw. Dishes to Hepner. Lost it and Kling with the steal. It's lost out of bounds. Off of Kling, and the Cardinals are going to keep it. Just started.
Very short, very short lived there in terms of, I guess it would be a Memorial steal, but then a quick Abe's turnover there.
Yeah, turnovers for both of them. Hepner inbounds into Anderson. Shaw's going to get called for the foul on the push. And Chi-Hi is going to inbound once again. The left nearest baseline to us.
39-9 game. 30-point lead for the Abes. Again, that running clock midway of the second half. Whoa, boy, Wick got pushed from behind.
Yeah.
No foul call.
Play. Hepner's got it on the left wing. Rotates it to her sister, Claire Hepner, who's going to keep the pivot foot and hand to Anderson. Anderson dribbles to the left wing. Back up top to Hepner. Over to her sister, off to Wick in the right wing. Bounce past McKenna Wood, backing, and Cora Graham's going to get called for a foul. So some fouls really early in this second half for Memorial.
Bit of a look of disbelief on Graham's face there after, Shaw had got one earlier. So Two quick fouls for the Abes in the second half.
Anderson inbounds to Wick in the right baseline. Nice pass to McKenna Wood, who cuts in and lays it in with the right hands. And Jahai's on the board first in the second half. They're down 39-11. Shaw on the other end drives baseline, puts it up with the left hand. No good. Heppner the rebound and hands to Anderson. Anderson over the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Picks up her dribble, hands back to Heppner. It's intercepted by Kling, and we have a jump ball. Possession arrow to Memorial. 17:04 to go, 39-11, the Old Abes lead. Cora Graham to inbound to the brand new in second half, Evelyn Bass, but she's not brand new in this game. She's got 8 points on the day. Bass in the left wing, hands to Palmier up top. Palmier swings it to Kling. Kling dribbles on the right wing. It's a screen from Palmier, drives baseline, Euro steps in with the right hand, and that's just a beautiful move, and that's hard to guard.
She just cut right through. You want to say what the classic sports cliche is, a hot knife through butter. I just wonder, who has a hot knife, though? I mean, usually.
Yes. Nice cut from Heppner here, but she missed the layup, and the rebound comes down to Graham. She rips it away from McKenna Wood and dribbles down the court. Hands to Palmier, drives baseline. Kick out right wing, right corner, Kling. Extra pass, Ho-tumped. She missed the layup. Rebound, she came out of it with there to Kling. Upright hand, no good, and Wick clears the rebound.
You know, if Heppner would have scored in the last time, the Cards would have had one more basket than they had the whole first half.
They doubled it already.
And I think Heppner did tell you she should have made that. It was kind of a gimme.
Yeah. Anderson on the right wing, rotates to Jillian Wick on the left wing. Guarded there by Palmier, gets a screen from Heppner, drives right-handed layup, no good. Uh-huh. Rebound back to Heppner, up and in with the right hand, and one. And Chi-High needed that desperately.
Claire Heppner.
Claire Heppner on that one.
Well, you've got two highlights in your second half. We just needed you to do the play-by-play.
No kidding.
You get the scoring. to 41-13. Cards back within 28 with 15:56 left here in the second half.
First points of the game for Claire Heppner. As her free throw is off the back iron strong, and rebound is cleared by Cora Graham. Graham dribbles up the right wing. Hands to McCarthy. McCarthy drives, and they're going to call a foul. Believe on Rosano. Yes. Rosano's going to get called for a push. So Memorial to inbound. 15:49 left to go in the second half. 41-13 Old Abes. Graham in the right baseline. Looking to inbound it. Got to get it in. Fires up top to McCarthy. McCarthy off to Palmier, right wing. Hands to the corner to Bass. Bass bounce pass to number 22 for the Old Abes. Fessenmeyer, and they end up...
Good job by Heppner interrupting that and knocking it out of bounds. So, I don't know. It has a better feel. I think the Cards needed halftime.
Yeah, whatever she said seems to be working. Graham to inbound on the right baseline once again. Hands to McCarthy underneath, backing, turns up left hand, rolls off the rim, rebounded by Heppner, and the Cardinals are going to have it.
Remember, it was 39-9 at halftime. The Cards have outscored them 4-2 in the second half.
Emma Heppner on the left wing, hands to Claire Heppner up top, back to Emma Heppner. Bounce pass McKenna Wood, backing on Graham, turns up right hand, blocked, and they're going to say out of bounds off of Cora Graham.
Chihai will keep the ball.
Addie Larson checking into the game for Cora Graham. For Memorial, Jillian Wick in for McKenna Wood. Inbounding is Rosano on the left baseline. She's going to toss it into Wick on the left wing, guarded by Bash, dribbled it off her foot, rolls out of bounds.
It looked like the defender touched it, then it hit it off her foot, and then it went out of bounds.
Okay, so Memorial's going to take it.
25th turnover for Chi-Hai.
And up 28. Can't have many of those here in the second half if they want to create any sense of a comeback. Bounce pass underneath to Larson, and then we're going to have a tie-up. McKenna Wood, really good defense there, grabbing the ball before she can get a shot off.
She's a great athlete. She's 5'11", super volleyball player, especially at blocks. And,
Fessenmeyer to inbound to the corner for McCarthy, fakes the three, cuts inside, fires it back out to Fessenmeyer. Her pass is tipped by Wick and out of bounds. It was intended for Larson at the right block, but it never got to her. Again, really good defense from Chippewa.
We played about 3 minutes in the second half, and it's just a different feel than any time of the first half for Chippewa.
McCarthy's right corner three is no good. Emma Heppner is going to clear the rebound and hand to Jillian Wick. Excuse me, that's Claire Heppner. Wick over to Emma Heppner. Left wing, bounce pass Wood. Backing, turns up right hand, no good. Rebound back to Wood. She throws it back up. Banked off, no good. And McCarthy's going to clear the rebound. McCarthy dribbles past the timeline, fires to Shaw. Good catch. Out to Larson. Larson threw one in front. Emma Heppner picked it off and dribbles down the floor. Emma Heppner on McCarthy, lays it up, no good. Rebound to Larson. She looks to push it. Rhea Shaw down the court on the left wing. Drives past Wood. Up, no good. Rebound back to Shaw.
The Apes weren't missing this many shots in the first half.
Again, though, they're getting rebounds.
Chai has still outscored them 4-2 in almost 4 minutes of the second half.
Vestemeyer in the corner. Skip pass out to McCarthy. Kick out three from the talented freshman is good.
That's her third three
Evelyn
of the night.
Evelyn Bast with another three.
She's got 11.
11 points for Evelyn Bast. And it's 44-13, Old Abes. In the corner, Rosano, guarded by Shaw. Bounce pass up top to Claire Heppner. Heppner off to back to Rosano on the left wing. They've been definitely trying to get it to the block for McKenna Wood this second half. Heppner off to her sister Emma in the right wing, over to Wick. Bounce pass Wood. Nice pass to Claire. Claire up right hand. It rolls off. And Shaw's going to clear the board. Looks to push it up the court. Rosano picks her up at half court. Shaw, kick out. Another three is
wow.
Good again.
She can really shoot.
Evelyn Bass with her fourth three of the day. And Memorial leads 47-13 with 13:20 to go in the second half. Emma Heppner on the right wing. Off to McKenna Wood. Backing on Larson. Back to Heppner in the right corner. Looking to just get some semblance of offense working. Rosano missed Wick on a back cut. Really nice back cut there by Wick. Heppner still with it on the right wing. Up top to Jillian Wick.
Wick, they have still shut out Wick. She leads the Cards at 11 a game coming in. She has not scored.
McKenna Wood at the free throw line. Hands to Emma Heppner. Heppner hands to her sister Claire. Long possession here for Chippewa. Nice cut by Wick. Goes through her hand. She saves it inbounds. Off.
Nice save.
Bast. And Chahai is going to keep it.
Yeah, terrific save. Hey, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Tinley Anderson to inbound. We had more hockey line changes for Chippewa. Number 12, Malia Kalian came in. And number 32, Macy Goki, as the inbounds goes to Kalian. Kalian around the screen from Goki out to Heppner. Now only one in. It's Emma. Tinsley Anderson on the left wing, hands to Kalian. Kalian dribbles and hands to Rosano. And she got fouled going up by number 14, Katie Towton. A really good drive there by Rosano. And Chippewa, I mean, they found some kind of offense of semblance here in the second half.
Scored 4 points, so trying to build on that.
Cameron Rosano's first shot is no good. Back iron strong. It just feels much
yeah,
better.
Yeah, I mean, the defense
half.
Has been better. I don't know. Just the whole thing. The ball handling's been better. I don't know. I mean, the Abes, I think, are not full court pressing them. No. So.
Rosanna's second free throw is good. And Chahai now is only down 33. Dribbling down the court is Kling. She hands off to
Rosano. Also, those are her first free throws of the season.
A long three from Hotant is good.
Well, they can shoot the three. They got multiple players who can.
And just like that, Memorial's hit the half-century mark at 50 with 12:10 to go left in the second half. In the corner, Rosano. Up top to Kalian. Kalian driving towards the basket on Kling. Pushed it up. No good, but a foul is called on Kling. And Kalian is going to the line for two.
You know, Malia Kalian, she had brothers Dustin. And he did some color with us last year. And Tyson Kalian. And their brother, Nate. So all older brothers for her. A junior for the Cards.
First free throw is good.
Saw her parents here tonight. Well, obviously, it's parents' night for the Memorial side, right?
So. Yeah.
50-15, so 35-point difference.
Emily Hofacker's going to check into the game for the Cardinals. The second free throw is good for Colleen. And it's 50-16 Memorial. They push it up the court in the right wing to Hotant, out to Kling. She fires it back into the back of the backboard, and Chahai has created a turnover for Memorial.
That's their ninth. Turnovers have come way down in the second half. Chahai with just two of them, 25 for the game, and the Abes with two as well.
Much more clean basketball as Ava McCarthy checks in for Kling.
Right.
Tinsley Anderson to inbound to Colleen, who gives it back to Anderson and dribbles past the timeline. Guarded there by Palmier. Over to Rosano in the left wing. Dribbles down low. Now finds Claire Heppner. Anderson up top. Off to Hofacker. She shoots, missed, got her own rebound, and lost it. Cora Graham fires it back in. Now Rosano saves it into Hotom.
Good hustle.
Hotom spinning on Tinsley Anderson. Fires one up the court to the right corner for Palmier, who catches, skips past to the left corner. Towson for three. That's no good. Rebound out to Rosano, and Chahai's going to clear. Tinsley Anderson dribbling up the court.
Well, the Cards have done a good job of trying to stave off the running clock, which would potentially here in just a couple of minutes, and we're 1 point away from it, the 34-point game.
Anderson's three is blocked. Rebound, though, goes to Heppner, and she gets fouled going up by McCarthy. So 11:06 to go in the second half. Memorial leads 50-16. But the second half's definitely felt a lot different in terms of Chippewas seems to have found an identity here in the second half.
I mean, outscored 11-7 as opposed to 39-9, right? So
yeah. Claire Heppner's first free throw is nothing but net. Sitting with 3 points on the day.
1-for-2 from the line now. More substitutions as Goki comes in.
Colleen checked out. Second free throw from Claire Heppner. Back iron strong, rebound, knocked out of bounds, and it's going to go to Memorial off of Hofacker.
Emily Hofacker, a 6'1 junior.
Addie Larson inbounds to the talented freshman, Evelyn Bast, who dribbles up the court, hands to the other freshman in the left corner, McCarthy. She dribbles to the left wing, over to the corner, Fessenmeyer, back up top, McCarthy rotates right wing for Hotant.
Now, according to my numbers, McCarthy hasn't scored in this game.
I believe that's right. Bast, a right corner three, no good, she finally missed. Rebound to Fessenmeyer for Memorial in the corner, fires it to McCarthy, makes the catch. And her pass is tipped, but Hotant's going to get it. Off to Fessenmeyer, left wing three. That's no good. Rebound to Larson for Memorial. And she threw it away. So Memorial, another turnover here in the second half.
And certainly one can imagine when you have a lead of 30 points plus, I mean, your mental focus, it's a lot tougher, right?
Absolutely,
I mean,
yeah.
But then also, again, one of the things I'm sure Coach Bestel would agree, just way too many offensive rebounds for the Abes tonight.
Yeah. And it's really cool to see, though, Chippewa still fighting for every inch they got. Rosanna in the right wing, off to Goki. Goki up top, off to Tinsley Anderson on the left wing. Anderson dribbles around and fires a skip pass to Rosanna. Rosanna picked up her dribble, kept her pivot foot, tossed it to Anderson, off to Heppner in the left wing. The Hofacker, her shot, rolls in off the rim. And it's a 50-19 Old Abe lead. Now McCarthy down the floor really quick. She throws one up off the rim and in, and McCarthy is on the board, or her first two of the game. Tinsley Anderson up the court. Off to Emma Heppner. Bounce pass Goki. Out to Rosanna. Extra pass Anderson. Left wing three. No good. Rebound off to Hotant. Hotant dribbles down the floor. Off to McCarthy. McCarthy right wing. Three from Fessenmeyer, back iron strong, rebound to McCarthy at the free throw line. Out to Hotant, fakes a three-step back, but we got a travel called on Hotant.
Abe's 11th turnover. And again, it's actually the nine-minute mark. I think I was somehow thinking nine and a half, but 9 minutes, the midway point of the second half where that potential running clock, it's a 33-point game. It's actually when it's a 35-point game that happens. So the Cards, that's what's impressive, right? They were down 30, and you thought, is that a given? And it hasn't been because of how well and how evenly they've played the Abes in the second half.
Yes, they're still fending that off as McCarthy with the steal. She dribbles it up the floor quickly and hands to Fessenmeyer. Fessenmeyer drives down the lane, up right hand, no good. Rebound McCarthy, Kling. Out top to McCarthy. McCarthy fakes the three, drives right-handed layup is good. And McCarthy with a quick 4 points here.
The improved Chahai second half defense kind of collapsed on that one.
Yes. The faked three got them all.
Well, there's the 35-point lead.
And that pass is picked off by McCarthy. Dribbling down the lane. Fakes the pass. Goes up. No good, but she got fouled. And Ava McCarthy, averaging 10.5 points a game with only four tonight, going to the line to shoot two.
Now, does she? You say only four. Does she have two baskets in the second half?
Yep, she just had
another one. Yeah, I knew she had the one. I didn't know she had another one. Okay. Yeah, I had her scoreless in the first half. But, yeah, she came in averaging 10.5, Bast 11.5.
First free throw rolls over the front iron and good. And it's a 55-19 Memorial lead with 8:47 to go. Cora Graham checks in for Nora Kling.
Foul was on Tenley Anderson, her third, and the Cardinals just their second foul of the second half.
Ava McCarthy takes all her dribbles she needs at the free throw line, puts it up, and in. 56-19 Memorial leads, 8:47 to go in the second half. Tinsley Anderson catches the rebound and dribbles up the court. Hands to Heppner on the left wing off the Wood. Wood out to Tinsley Anderson. Over to Jillian Wick. Off to Tinsley Anderson to the left wing. Skip pass to Emma Heppner. Heppner on the right wing. Bounce pass Anderson. Open three. Top of the arc. Back iron strong. Rebound down to McKenna Wood. She finds Tenley Anderson at the free throw line. Out to Jillian Wick on the left wing. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Puts it up. No good, but a foul. And Jillian Wick's going to the line for two more. Jillian Wick, a 5'6 senior.
And 0-for-2 from the line earlier, looking for her first point of the night. Cardinal leading score at 11 a game.
And her first free throw is good.
Came in a 69% free throw shooter on the season.
Dribbles the ball a couple times, spins it in her hand, dribbles a couple more. And her second free throw is back iron strong. Rebound down, comes down to Cora Graham. Graham pushes it up the court to McCarthy. Fakes the extra pass, looks to drive. A skip pass up to the right wing for Clark. Delaney Clark, right wing three is good. And Memorial leads by 39.
That's first points of the night for Delaney Clark, 5'6 sophomore.
McKenna Wood in the paint. She lost it. And Delaney Clark turns into defense now. Handed to Bass. Bass, the talented freshman, down the lane. Left-handed layup, no good. She got her own rebound, kicked it to Cora Graham. Fakes the three, looks to drive. Back out to Clark. Right wing three, no good. Rebound to Jillian Wick, and she clears for Chi High. 7:39 to go in the second half. Tinsley Anderson, a right wing three on the other end. That bangs off the rim, no good. And we got a push-in foul, I believe, on Cora Graham. Yep.
Now I kind of, maybe I'm wrong on the running clock, because that's what we experienced it. Sam and I remember from last year, but down 39, I would think that this would be a running clock situation, and it's not. So I'll have to recheck those rules. But I know on multiple, I remember it last year for boys and girls, actually, truthfully. So, and it was 35 was the margin. So maybe something's happened with that. There's the
Chi High in the 1-1. The first free throw from Emma Heppner is good. 59-21 Memorial lead, 7:34 to go in the second half.
Three fouls on Cora Graham, 5'10 senior for the Abes.
Her second free throw clangs off the rim, no good. And Rhea Shaw picks up the rebound. Dribbling up the court past the timeline. Shaw at the top of the arc. Controlling the right-handed dribble. Over to Ava McCarthy in the left wing. McCarthy to Bast. Bast to Graham in the left corner. Bast, skip pass out to the right wing for Towton. Towton drives baseline, up right hand, blocked by Heppner, and out of bounds, and really good help defense from that play.
Yeah, good job, and again, good to see the Cards still fighting strong. 7:11 to go in the game. The clock stops.
Cora Graham to inbound on the right baseline to the left corner. Bass still another left corner three. That's no good. Rhea Shaw the rebound. Out to Ava McCarthy. Right wing three. Clangs off the back iron strong. Rebound comes down to Towton. Back to McCarthy. Extra pass. Cora Graham. Top of the arc three. Front rim no good.
Cardinals rebound to need Bass. A rebound.
Right handed layup is good.
Well, Bass
they
can
could
do
just
more,
not buy a rebound on
Bass
that position.
Bass can do more than score three. She's got 16 on the night.
Left wing corner, Wick, off to Claire Heppner. Over to Tinsley Anderson, back up top to Wick, rotates right corner for Emma Heppner. Heppner off to McKenna Wood, took a long jump shot, no good, rebound Rhea Shaw. 6:30 to go, 61-21, Old Abe's lead by 40. Driving baseline, Towton. Skip pass, Bass. Left corner three. You rattled in and out. Rebound to Cora Graham. Puts it back up right-handed. Good.
Mm.
And they can just not rebound today.
Yeah.
Tinsley Anderson off to Jillian Wick in the left wing.
It's called
Wick.
Adding insult to injury.
Yep. Wick over to Tinsley Anderson, guarded by McCarthy. Back to Wick. Cora Graham picked her up. Wick left-handed hook shot, no good. And Ava McCarthy is going to clear for the Old Abes. 63-21 Memorial, 6 minutes to go. Shaw rotates right corner for Towton. Towton, bounce pass to Shaw. Really good defense by Heppner. Hands to Bass. Bass around a screen from McCarthy. Drives the baseline, and we have a travel on Memorial.
Not a lot of turnovers tonight, just 12 for the Abes. The Cardinals have kept them down in the second half. To 5 and 28 for the game, but a lot better than the first half.
Malia Colleen checked in for Emma Heppner, and Addie Larson and Delaney Clark checked in for the Abes.
Wick tried to muscle a
hairball from Wick, yeah. And Memorial is going to retake the possession.
And take this time to tell you that Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Bast at the top of the arc, hands to Towton on the right wing. Towton picked up her dribble and handed it back to Bass. Nice bounce pass to McCarthy on the free throw line. Back out to Bass. Fakes the left wing three. Guarded there by Colleen. Up top to Towton. Towton to McCarthy. Open right wing three. That's nearly an air ball. It bricked off the rim. No good. McKenna Wood with the rebound and hands to Jillian Wick. Wick dribbles up the court down 42. Over to the right wing. Colleen a three. Nearly banked it in. Rebound to Addie Larson. Skip pass ahead to Delaney Clark. Picked up by Anderson. Clark laid it up. No good, but a foul. And Delaney Clark, who has a three-pointer today, is going to the line to shoot two.
With 4:22 left. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete, with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com.
Delaney Clark, a 5'6". Sophomore. Her first free throw is back iron strong.
How many Abes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No. 7, 8, 9 have scored tonight.
Rosano checks in for Tinsley Anderson. Clark dribbles it a couple times. Her second free throw is good. She's got 4. And the lead is up to 43. 64-21 Old Abes. 3:33 to go.
Could have been 10 Abes who scored, but Tutant missed a couple of free throws.
Colleen to Hofacker. She saves it in, but it's stolen by Ava McCarthy, the freshman. McCarthy dribbles up the timeline. Off to Towton. Towton, extra pass, Clark. Right corner three. That clangs off the front of the rim. Rebound, and we got a loose ball foul on Memorial. Rosanna got pushed to the ground, and Towton's going to get called for a foul.
Okay, so this is the first point in the I've seen that they're having a running clock.
Yeah,
and this is it's a 43-point lead. So I don't know if 40 is the number, but this is where a situation where when the ball goes out of bounds, or they're setting, and I'd kind of been looking for that earlier, with the understanding that 35 was that number and that 9 minutes. So we'll have to dig into that rule a little bit, I guess.
Chai High.
Hopefully not have more experience with it, but
in the bonus. Rosanna's first free throw is good. Well, you want to be on that side of it, but
yeah,
not on this side that they're in tonight.
Nope. 4 points for Rosanna tonight.
Second free throw is back iron strong. And Fessenmeyer is going to clear for Memorial. Up ahead, Delaney Clark, right wing, rotates Bass, fakes the three, now drives. Lost the ball. Hands underneath the Larson. Nice pass to Delaney Clark. Got blocked by McKenna Wood. And again, really good help defense by the Cardinals.
And again, McKenna Wood doing what she does in volleyball as well as hoops. She's really good at blocks in volleyball, and she brought that there in a nice block with 2 minutes left in this game.
Fessenmeyer to inbound off to Bass, right corner. Fakes the three on Wick and turned it over. Bounced it between Addie Larson and Veronica Fessenmeyer. Nobody picked it up. It rolls out of bounds. and the Cardinals take over.
Later on in the postgame, postgame show, we got the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, highlights, and more, and a look ahead at the WOGO sports calendar, including tomorrow's doubleheader.
McKenna Woods, free throw jumpers no good. Rebound to Fessenmeyer, minute 30 to go, 64-22 Abes. Bass to the left wing for Towton. Rotates to Clark. Clark drives baseline. Out to Addy Larson. Over to Fessenmeyer. Back up top to Towton. Towton drives. Tried to kick and Witt got in the way. Forced it out of bounds. It's going to stay Memorial.
Again, you look at this second half and 25-13. Yes, the Aves have outscored the Cards, but that's not like 39-9.
No, they played much better in the second half. Wicks poked it free. It's going to go backcourt. Saved inbounds. Fessenmeyer's got it. Off to Clark. Right corner, and we got a travel on Delaney Clark. And we are under a minute officially here at Eau Claire Memorial with a 64-22 lead over Chippewa.
Abes with just as many turnovers in the second half as they had in the first seven each half.
14 total. Over to the right wing, Malia Colleen. Guarded by Bast. Off to Julian Wick. Underneath the Hofacker. It's picked off by Towton. She's going to run the full length of the court and missed it with the right hand. A foul is called on Cameron Rosano. And with 30 seconds to go, we will just have the rest of the clock to run down while these two free throws are shot.
Yeah, that'll about do it with the running clock situation.
Towton looking for her first point of the game, and she back irons the first free throw.
0 for 3 at the line.
She got about 8 seconds to try to get the second one off.
Yeah.
I've never seen a free throw that had to go quickly, and now they stop the clock with 4.6 seconds to let her get it up. Her second one is good.
Hey, she's in the
scoring
column.
She's going to end the game with 1 point.
That's 10 Abes who've scored.
And Memorial's going to take this one, 65-22. Total domination by the old Abes here today.
We'll take a break. Great job, Carter. Your debut into play-by-play. Look forward to hearing you on hockey as well. We'll take a 2-minute timeout back with the post-class post-game show coming up on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good! And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back. Oh, Lindquist gonna win it!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
I know, Sam Averly, I know. All right, very good. As Becca Bestel down on the floor, again, we talked a long time ago about her possibly joining. But if we did have her here, it's the post-class, post-game show. Let me remember to introduce that. Great job, Carter, in the second half call. We saw a little bit of running clock real late in the second half, but the Cards fended it off for a while there, and maybe whatever. This is the Postclass Postgame Show brought to you by Postclass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postclassandmirror.com. Our final score, 65-22. And, Carter, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for Memorial, I mean, they got out to a lead and they kept it the whole game. Dominated the first half, 39-9, came out aggressively defensively, and Chi-High had no answer with, I think it was 23 turnovers in the first half, and you just,
right.
You're not going to win games turning it over that many times in the first half. You're not going to win games turning it over that many times, period.
But here was, in the second half, Chi-High had 7 turnovers to 7 for Memorial, so they were even on turnovers. And again, at halftime, 39-9, Chi-High gets outscored 26-13. So.
Absolutely. In the second half, they came out with a renewed focus, and they didn't quit. I think that was the coolest part about it. They didn't quit, and they played through the full game.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so let's get to the I'm not sure if she'll remember or not. Obviously, Coach Bestel had a lot more on her mind, and so we'll see if she does. And here at Memorial, you have to come up the stairs, and so Sam's going to go in search of her. But the individual scoring, we'll try to break it down. It's the time for the Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. For the Cards, Jillian Wick, I think she hit one. She was 1 for 4 from the line for her point. Meanwhile, McKenna Wood, I had for 3 for 4 from the line in the first half and had a field goal. She finishes with 5. Also, Emily Hofacker had a basket for 2. Malia Killeen finishing with 2 free throws on 2 attempts for her 2 points. Claire Heppner on the night was a 1 for 3 from the line with a field goal, and she finishes with 3. Cameron Rossano had 2 for 4 from the line and a first half basket for her 4 points. Well, you talk about 10 players in the scoring column from Memorial. I guess Chi-High added them up here.
Yeah.
Emma Heppner also 3 of 4 from the line for her 3 points. And Tenley Anderson had a couple of free throws as well here. So for the Cards, not as many baskets. They had 1 in the first half, 3 in the second half, no 3-pointers. And they finish on the short end of a 65-22 score. Meanwhile, for the Abes, did you have the Abes scoring or...
I do.
Okay, go right ahead.
Evelyn Bast finished with 16 points. Nora Kling finished with 15. Raya Shaw had 6. Ava McCarthy had 4. Addie Larson had 2. Katie Touton had 1. Delaney Clark had 4. Cora Graham ended with 2. Ava Hotomt had 5. And Lydia Palmier ended with 5 as well.
Okay. And so 65-22, our final score there here on the Postglass Postgame Show. For commercial to residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Tomorrow we got a double header for you, and it all gets going at 4:10, the pregame. We're going to go from Stout to the Sonntag. It's going to start. It's a Max doubleheader, the Max boys versus Colfax at Stout. A tournament going on there tomorrow, and so that's the slated start time. We'll see how close that is. Then also following that, it's the Max girls taking on Durand, Arkansas at the Sonntag Center, the beautiful new Sonntag Center in Eau Claire. That one closer to a 7 o'clock start time. So should be a great day of basketball, doubleheader, and of course it all starts on the radio, FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, but also the live video stream, as this was tonight, right here on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. So, closing thoughts, Carter?
Yeah, I think that, you know, in the second half, there was something to build on for Chippewa. I think that you just had to come out and play for fun, and they did that in the second half much better than in the first half. And just flush it, come to your next game ready to play, because there's opportunities.
Right. Yeah, good. Again, you got to talk defense, better shots, but it all starts with the defense. Even if your shot's not falling, you get to play that defense, get your good shot, limit your turnovers. They did that much better in the second half, and so we wish them the best. We'll look forward to getting to Chi-High Boys Hoops next week as well. You can always check the Wogo Sports calendar at WOGO.com. It's there for you. and keeping up with things on our social media as well. So our thanks to our, again, that does it for the Post Glass Post Game Show. Post Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Okay, well, that does it for us. For Sam Aberle, our video producer, for our radio producer, Colin Nichols, for great job debuting as the play-by-play guy in the second half, Carter Jaeger. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us again. The final score, Eau Claire Memorial ups their record to 2-1 on the season, 1-0 in conference, winning over Chahai 65-22 as the Cards fall to 1-3, 0-1 in the conference. Thanks so much for listening. Good night.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
In the deep left corner, Chafee. She goes left baseline, puts up the shot, and good. And Chafee hits another one.
Peeled off the wall by Lindstrom, and she'll head it back.
Marley Biss going to win it! Oh, the Sabres have tied it up on the shot by Biss.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. Chi-High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.